USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Black nationalist in the New York City subway shooting will undergo a psychiatric evaluation following his first court appearance. 62-year-old Frank James appearing in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. He's also waiving a preliminary hearing. The Pentagon believes something did happen on a Russian Navy ship.
We do believe that there was a significant explosion on this cruiser, the Moskva, of the Slava class of cruisers in the Russian Navy.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the explosion caused a fire that continued to burn aboard the ship this morning, and at least some of the crew members evacuated it. Ukrainian military says its forces fired an anti-missile ship at the Moskva and that it sunk. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter, and he believes it can do big things. He says the social media giant can be the platform for free speech around the globe. As far as what he wants to do with Twitter, Musk telling a TED Talk audience in Canada,
I do think that we want to be just very reluctant to delete things and have just be very cautious with permanent bans. Timeouts I think are better than sort of permanent bans. It won't be perfect, but I think we want to really have like sort of the obsession and reality that speech is as free as reasonably possible.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a 15-week abortion ban bill. The Republican said it's important to defend those who can't protect themselves. He also said every life was important while praising parenthood as something he wouldn't trade for the world. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The CDC recently announced there is no need for the Title 42 pandemic authority invoked by former President Trump, which keeps some illegal immigrants from claiming asylum over public health concerns. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney tells Fox Business Network that based on her experience visiting the border, Title 42 should be left in place to protect Americans' health.
They had diseases like lice, which was prevalent. Measles, mumps, elderly people in some cases had tuberculosis. HIV/AIDS was also present at the border. All kinds of diseases there. It's not just COVID-19.
There's bipartisan agreement that the Biden administration should leave Title 42 in place. After turning off some conservatives, a Republican governor is doing his best to get in their good graces once again.
Ohio's Republican governor locked his state down early on in the pandemic, but now Mike DeWine is working to win over more conservative voters as he runs for a second term. DeWine remains the favorite to emerge from a May 3rd primary. Recent polls show DeWine in a comfortable position heading into the primary. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Republican National Committee is leaving the Commission on Presidential Debates. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel accusing the commission of being biased and vowing to find newer and better debate platforms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.